John, listener Jim wrote in to robotoftheincomparable.com with a fascinating story. This is a story from earth.com. The headline is, Mushroom is given a robot body and runs wild in fascinating video. The idea here is that researchers from Cornell University and the University of Florence wired a culture of king oyster mushrooms into tiny vehicles, at which point the vehicles begin to twitch and move across a flat surface. The idea here is that there is electrophysiological activity happening in the mycelium of fungi that is similar to that in our neural systems. And so they decided to create a biohybrid machine to skitter around where the details are happening because of things happening inside the electrochemical process of the mycelium of the mushroom. Is this a robot?
Well, first of all, I want to say I like the fact that it looks a little bit like the Tachikoma from the Ghost in the Shell series.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of a cute little tank thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, even if the mushrooms were sentient beings controlling this, it still wouldn't be a robot.
Right.
It would just be a remote control spider thing. But what's actually happening is something exists in the world that changes. Let's hook up a bunch of sensors to it such that when it changes, it moves right. This little
thing. An earthquake could drive this robot, right?
A
spring, volcano could drive this robot.
The sun rising and setting, literally anything that you can sense.
Yeah.
Right. Anything that you can sense that can be sensed and then produce an electrical signal based on that sensor. And then, yeah, you can put that electricity into a thing and then have it walk or whatever. But like, this is, I mean, I'm hoping it's more sophisticated than just like, you know, this signal means left, this signal means right. But like, I don't see the connection between the mushrooms and the robot other than we can hook up a sensor to mushrooms and then we can take the wires from that sensor and put them on anything.
Yeah.
You could put them on a food processor and it could, you know, make potato chips or whatever.
You could make a screensaver out of it.
Yeah. So no, sadly not a robot, but
I like the idea that even if mushrooms turned out to be intelligent and were able to drive robots around and do stuff, it would still not be actually a robot. It would be driving a vehicle around because it would be just like a person climbing into a big robot in one of those Japanese TV shows I watched when I was a kid, right? Like,
or using a remote control car, like that's,
yeah, I suppose.
Which is attached by a wire. But anyway,
I guess it depends on if you're in the car or.
Yeah, but the mushrooms are not in this. I think. I think they're not inside this, are they?
I don't know about that. I don't know. There seems like there's a big cable. Doesn't really matter though, right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's cool though. That's the thing,
cool
Jim.
And cute, but kind of nonsensical.
Yeah, not a robot, kind of wild, but I love the idea. First off, I love the idea that mushrooms have, it's a little, you know, our knowledge of plants and fungi and things like that, that we think, well, you know, we're cool because we're animals and we got like all this cool, you know, brain activity and all of that. And it's like, well, you know, other kinds of life have interesting ways that they process information and make decisions and do things. It's not what we would call thinking, but it's alien, but it's interesting. And mushrooms are, and the mycelial networks, really interesting idea, really interesting example. This is a cool stunt, but not a robot.
I do think Star Trek Discovery took it a little bit too far, though. Just saying.
I love saying mycelial network. Maybe, what if, yeah. If you take enough mushrooms, maybe your brain will go to another universe, man.
Robot or not.